This week on VMworld 2021, the Virtually Speaking podcast has grabbed several industry experts to discuss their respective products, VMware announcements, and some sessions to look out for. We're calling them VChats, and we'll be releasing them all week.
Let's do this.
You're going to learn today.
Oh, yeah.
On this episode, we welcome back Mark Schwan, who leads product marketing for VMware's disaster recovery portfolio. Mark walks us through all the announcements this week at VMworld for VMware Cloud Disaster Recovery. Enjoy. Mark, welcome back to the podcast.
Oh, great to be here.
Yeah, well, we had you on, I don't know, it was at least a couple of months ago talking about some VMware Cloud Disaster Recovery. And I know that is a hot topic this week at VMworld. And so, we wanted to bring you on and get the quick down low. We want to hear what's new, what people should be looking for, and maybe we can pick your brain a little bit on that.
It absolutely has been quite an exciting year from us. Think back to how we actually launched VMware Cloud DR back at VMworld 2020. And over the course of the last year, we've just seen such tremendous customer interest just because business resiliency, figuring out how you protect yourself better from ransomware have just been such hot topics.
Yeah.
And now that we come up on this year, yeah, I do have some exciting things to share.
Oh yeah, so let's start with that. What are the announcements at VMworld this year?
Well, the first one I want to highlight is actually a recap. In our September release, we now deliver RPOs, that's recovery point objectives, as low as 30 minutes. And that gives a lot of choice and flexibility when customers are looking to protect apps that require that higher frequency of snapshots. So technically, we've already announced it, but I would say that it was the number one request that we were hearing from field and customers. So I feel like it's worth repeating, right?
Oh, yeah.
VMware Cloud DR, you now can get 30-minute RPO. So that's the first one.
So with a snap every 30 minutes, does that mean I've got, let's see, there's 24 hours a day, 48 recovery points, you know, per day?
There you go. There you go, right? So when I set it, when I set it on the 30-minute RPO, you now have up to those 48 immutable snapshots. Right?
Yeah, emphasis on immutable, right?
Exactly. When you're talking about ransomware, immutability is so important. And that coupled with the fact that VMware Cloud DR was designed from the very beginning to be operationally isolated. Sometimes people might call that operationally air-gapped. All of that combined together is what makes it a very compelling ransomware solution. And a quick plug for myself, you know, I did just recently put out a blog that talks about that exact topic, operational isolation / operational air gapping. So feel free to read that if any of your listeners here want to learn more about it.
Oh, yeah. It'll be in the show notes of this episode for sure.
Fantastic. So, you know, since we're on the topic of ransomware, right, the other two announcements we're making, one is about ransomware. One is about a more simplified, integrated way to have data protection. But the common thread across both of those is that it's these core business resiliency use cases that we're setting out to help customers solve.
Oh yeah, these are requirements as old as time. I mean, as long as infrastructure has been around, there's been the need for data protection and disaster recovery. And so, yeah, these are areas that definitely need to be a part of a service. You know, it makes sense to have a service like VMware Cloud Disaster Recovery, but not unless you can actually protect your data and make sure that you don't get hacked, right?
For sure. So, I mean, the first one in regards to ransomware recovery, I continue to see, you know, estimates such as every 11 seconds, you know, some business or some organization in the world is being hit by ransomware. You see it in the news all the time, but when you're able to quantify it that way, every 11 seconds, it's no wonder that it is such a hot topic, right? And customers bring it up all the time in the conversations that I have with them. So we've already been doing a lot in regards to making that ransomware recovery process really efficient, you know, easy to do. But what we're announcing at VMworld is how we are improving on that even more. Specifically, we're now enabling a new enhancement so that you can do file and folder level recovery without having to power on the virtual machine.
Ooh, okay.
And that fits into the use case because oftentimes, as part of your recovery process, what you've got to do is take an older but clean kind of OS image and want to combine it with more recent data, right? That hasn't been corrupted yet, hasn't been, you know, encrypted yet, but there is that process of needing to merge the two together. And so this new file level and folder level recovery capability helps with that second part where you're able to pull out those files as you're trying to figure out which files, which versions, et cetera. And because you don't have to power on the VM in order to pull those files out, that's where the acceleration in that recovery process and workflow comes from.
Well, and one of the things I like about this also is if you're trying to figure out, okay, when were these files actually, when were they clean? When did I have a clean file, you know, volume, or when did I have a clean folder? Having to go spin up a whole VM just to do that versus being able to rapidly just look through those folder levels, that's going to help you identify at what point there. But as, you know, as part of a ransomware, often, like you mentioned, being able to recover from an older system volume, because often the OS volume, it might be hacked for a month before they actually pull the trigger and do that. So being able to pull a much older OS volume that's been, that you can then, you know, scan and verify as clean, and then pull the newer copy of the files, being able to marry those two together, that's going to make that recovery process a lot smoother and have a lot less manual steps of copying things. That's quite nice.
Exactly. And what we see is that no matter how good your forensics process is, at least for today, you know, given how sophisticated ransomware is, the forensics process by itself is never going to tell you this is the exact file you need to restore from.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to help you narrow it down so you have a set of candidates, but you've still got to go through that iterative process of evaluating those candidates before you feel confident that I've you know, made my decision. This is the final image we're going to restore from. Because of that experimentation, because of the iterative nature of it, anything that we can do to speed up that iteration, that experimentation, is going to help the customer a lot.
Oh, yeah. And it, you know, just tying the ransomware in with the file, the individual file recovery, that makes sense to me that you can have multiple recovery points, right? Because if you've got this, the latest versions of these files could potentially be damaged, or, you know, could be had fallen victim to some level of ransomware. So the ability to go back and do recovery points, but also do this at individual file levels, that seems really, really granular. I like that.
Yeah. So that's the first one. That'll be our new announcement at VMworld. And then the second one is, how do we deliver a more simplified, integrated experience to provide foundational backup and restore capabilities for your virtual machines that are already running on VMware Cloud on AWS. So essentially what we've done here is extend the capabilities and use cases of VMware Cloud Disaster Recovery so that using the same console, the same protection groups, the same replication schedules that you've set up, being able to point that at perhaps some tier two or tier three virtual machines in which you don't need the full DR orchestration, but you do want to make sure there's an easy way to back it up and later restore it, right? Being able to do that from VMware Cloud Disaster Recovery. So essentially now you have a unified solution that can deal with ransomware, other disaster events, and a foundational backup and restore, without the need to have two copies of the same data, without the need to install a separate backup piece of software that you have to then, you know, manage and maintain, et cetera, right? Being able to do that now from a single solution. Okay. That's the other main thing that we're announcing.
And what does that solution look like?
You've got one managed service team to, you know, you got one number to call for the full solution. It's always nice.
Exactly.
Very cool. Yeah. So I know that there are several sessions that are dedicated to the various aspects of VMware Cloud VCDR or disaster recovery as a service. So if you're watching some VMworld sessions, Mark, what would be some good sessions that people can be looking out for to learn more about this?
Yeah, one session that we're really excited about was done jointly with the Carbon Black team and the VMware Cloud Disaster Recovery team. Because when you're looking at something as complex as ransomware, you have to have both preventative measures as well as recovery measures. It's not an either or, you've got to have both, right? So in that session, you're going to hear from our colleagues in the Carbon Black team talking about how Carbon Black Cloud, you know, an incredibly effective solution to be able to help prevent ransomware from coming in the first place, And then secondly, if it does get into the environment, how to contain it and eradicate it before it's actually done widespread damage, right? So let's just kind of call that all under the prevent category.
Sure.
But you've got to have the recovery portion as well, because you can't, you know, bet your business on the preventive measures being 100% effective all the time in perpetuity, right? So VMware Cloud DR coming into that recovery phase, and that session's going to, you know, walk VMware attendees about how you effectively use both. That's the main one I would point people to.
So one thing is, who's using this?
We're seeing interest from commercial customers, from enterprise customers. It really is across the board. And so for internal VMware, you can see a nice broad spectrum of that by looking at the internal wind wires that are sent out on a very regular basis. But I did want to take the opportunity to share that, you know, hot off the press, we have published a public case study around one customer that is using VMware Cloud DR to protect their assets, their digital assets, from ransomware. So it's an engineering services firm called Merrick. They are based in the Western US, but they've got locations in actually four countries. And they came to VMware Cloud DR because, one, they wanted to improve their ransomware recovery capabilities. And they were just very excited about how now they can have recovery times in hours or minutes, as opposed to their prior approach, in which it would take days or weeks for them to recover from a disaster or from ransomware.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. That's a big difference. I can see, I bet you have a lot of these customer stories coming soon, but yeah, that's exciting. That makes sense to me that somebody would choose this for that reason. So yeah, very cool.
We absolutely, you know, are hoping to get more of these public stories out there. Merrick being one that you could definitely refer to right away.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Well, Mark, thanks for the quick update. I'm going to leave, as I mentioned, links. I'm going to leave links to the case study, is the customer reference, but also the sessions that folks should be looking for as it pertains to VMware Cloud Disaster Recovery. Mark, thanks for joining us again.
So glad to be here. Thanks for the time to be able to share.